Good. Welcome, everybody. 6:01. I will open the Town of Heath Select Board virtual meeting for March 1st, 2021. Happy March 1st. First item, identification of callers. Myself, Robin Provost Carlson, I am here. We have other Select Board members. We have Brian DeVries.
Here.
Hugh Lively.
Here.
Town Coordinator Thomas Sumner.
I'm here.
And then we have guests, so we and visitors. We have Pat McGann, and I think Pat's probably recording. Hi, Pat. Not at Jesse. I have Jesse's there, and I'm not sure who else. I see Kristen. I'm not sure how many people, but I see both.
The whole family.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome. Let's see. Bill. We have Bill here. Hi, Bill. Gloria. Hey, Gloria. Barbara Gordon, just you?
If it's in the background, too.
Someplace, okay. Lisa Virengo?
Yep, hi, everybody.
Hello, Jean Garland.
Hello.
Claire Abbott. Hi, Claire. Bob McGann. And Devin Clark. And whom I met, did I miss anybody?
The cat.
And the cat.
It's Diesel.
Diesel. Put that down. Diesel. Diesel the cat.
Gloria and Diesel.
Gloria and Diesel. All right. Thanks, everyone. Welcome. So the next item, review of the agenda. Brian, anything on the agenda tonight?
I don't have any additions.
Sue. You're muted, Sue.
Just a brief thing on the animal control
okay.
program, and then I didn't know if we wanted to do something for Tim.
Yes and yes, okay. Helma, anything else?
No, I don't have anything.
All right. So I will add the animal control on the end of other business, and before the end of the meeting, we will talk about Tim as well. And I don't have any other items. So next is a public comments. Is there anyone, I didn't have anybody, any notes of anyone who would like to speak, but is there anybody here this evening that would like to? Jesse? And then Bill.
I just have a question, and I don't even want to ask it if I don't think if I don't know what's going to be answered.
This is public comment, so if you want to have a public comment, I can't assure that we're going to answer questions. But
I know, but if I email a question, it's I've got a long history of emails going unresponded to and questions not being answered. So I don't want to waste my time and say my question, and then that'd be the end of it.
The best I can do is tell you right now it's public comment. If you want to make a comment, Jesse, you're welcome to do so.
Okay. Well, basically, you guys, you know, we spend hours in meetings at the planning board, and we, you know, we don't want this tower in our yard. There's a lot more to it than just aesthetics, but I'm just curious if you guys believe that it's good leadership to make such a life-altering decision for such a large segment of your community without even reaching out to any of us in any way, shape, or form. Basically, we moved out here to escape industrial degradation, and we're going to be stuck with it anyway. And you guys made major decisions without reaching out to us in any way, shape, or form. We're a small community. You easily could have drove out here and talked to us. My phone number is in the phone book. My neighbors are all available. Every single one of us was available to hear from you, and you did not make any effort whatsoever to reach out to communicate with any of us in any way. Do you believe that that's a, you know, reflection of good leadership? Because to me, it isn't. And it leaves me no reason to believe that that our opinions even matter to you. If you can make such a life-altering decision for us without reaching out to us in any way. People are seriously thinking about leaving Heath, selling your home. That's how important this is to us. And you made a decision without reaching out to us in any way. Does that, you care to comment on that at all? Because today, to date, you have had no comment to us at all.
And right now, since it's not on our agenda, we're not going to be commenting.
Would an email have made any difference?
Best I can give you for an answer right now, Jesse.
We have people in this community.
Jesse, I don't want to argue with you.
We have people in this community who want to take part in this community, want to feel like part of this community, and our leadership is throwing us aside.
Jesse, so thanks for your comments. I don't have to. I'm going to mute you if you're not going to stop, Jesse. Please. I don't want to have to mute you, but I will.
You in every way possible, and it's all been a waste.
Jesse, just the comment. So if you're all set, we're going to move on to
the next. You didn't say just a comment when I asked if you were going to answer my question.
All right, the next is Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Robin. Thanks. I just had a question. This came up in a meeting I was in today. Do you have any idea when the select board will sign the contract with the state for the last group of the broadband funds? Or has it already been signed?
Is that's Helma, right? That we're going to have, that's going to be, that's done, right?
It's been signed.
You're muted, Helma. Everybody's muted tonight. What's the gig?
I am going to email it out to Bill
tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
To Bill Annan?
Yeah, I believe that. Well, yes, he wanted it, I believe, emailed to him and then hard copy mailed to Robin, somebody or other.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Other public comments. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. So next item we have is review of minutes. We have three sets of minutes. So select board, first one is February 15th. So we are looking at the Town of Heath select board virtual meeting minutes for review for February 15th, 2022. Sue, and you're muted.
Okay, I apologize to everybody, but I'm here alone with Sherry and she sometimes makes background noises. So I'm gonna mute myself when I think she's gonna be disturbing the meeting.
Yeah, I'm gonna remind as needed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. In the public comments under, this was a clarification and it actually, I don't believe was said at the meeting. So I don't know if this comes under, if this is appropriate now, but there was, Bill Fontes had raised a question about whether buildings could be sold if money had been put into them through the Green Communities Grant. And there, I just felt like there should be some clarification on that question because they can be sold if, we said they can't be sold, but they actually can be sold if you pay back the money.
That has no relevancy to the minutes.
Okay, yeah. That's what
I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay, yeah. So under town buildings at the bottom of that page.
Yep.
Halfway down through that that paragraph, there should be an S on needs, building needs.
Yep.
And it said that I had remarked that I didn't want just a Band-Aid approach, but I wanted to have and I think what I said was that I wanted to make sure that we were looking at what would best serve us into the future. And I feel I would like to have that added in. Okay, page two, under on the second line at the very top. I think that as is supposed to be ask, to research and ask them. You finding it?
No, where is that? It's under communication.
So page two, the second line before you go into communication.
Oh.
And it says
and ask. Yep.
Research okay. And ask them.
Okay.
Okay, and then under communications in the second paragraph, at the end of the first line in that paragraph, B should be Ben, B-E-N.
Yep.
She has recently been in communication with.
Mm-hmm.
And then under job classification, second paragraph, the third line should probably take out the word also.
Yep.
That's it.
I'm putting the camera on.
Ryan?
I have nothing.
And Sue caught what I have, so I am good. So I would seek a motion to accept the Town of Heath Select Board virtual meeting minutes for February 15th, 2022 as amended.
So move.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye.
Thank you.
The next set of minutes, short one, is Town of Heath Select Board virtual meeting minutes for February 16th, 2022. Sue, anything?
Nothing.
Brian?
Nothing.
I'm all set. So I'd seek a motion to accept the Town of Heath meeting minutes for the Select Board virtual meeting February 16th, 2022 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. And the final set. We're looking at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes, virtual meeting, February 22nd, 2022. Sue?
Under the Heath Historical Society, second paragraph, second line, I was wondering if the word was supposed to be should. You have could there. Whether an RFP could be issued. And I think it was more whether it should be. It was could?
I thought it was a, the question was whether it could be issued in on a tax title property.
That's correct. I said
the legality of it.
It should be could?
Yeah.
And on page two, at the in the very first line, I didn't know if we wanted to, instead of saying the board, if we wanted to say the light board or the municipal light board there, just so that it's clear which board we're talking about.
Oh, well, that's the Wired West board. I can add that.
And I think that's all I had.
Ryan?
Back to the same, under Historical Society, the second paragraph. It says there are many questions raised about whether restrictions could be put on the deed. And I would say instead of and, I would say or purchase agreement. And that's all I have on that.
Okay.
Actually, I think on the last page under MTRSD assessment, the second line, I think it should be operating costs that had been miscalculated. And then on the end of that line, I would take, after Stanton, I would take she out. Mm-hmm. Superintendent Stanton explained.
No.
No.
Not, well, not when you say in a letter from Superintendent Stanton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I get you. Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. And I'm good. So I would look for a motion to accept the meeting minutes of the Town of Heath Select Board virtual meeting from February 22nd, 2022 as amended.
So move.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. All right. The next item on our agenda is Board of Health. And there's a bunch of Board of Health members. I see Gene, are you?
I am the rep.
You're the rep?
I'm the rep to speak tonight. So.
Okay. All right. Welcome. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I wanted to provide, the Board of Health wants to provide an update of where we're at with COVID and the masking mandate. I provided a report or an update of all that data to the Select Board over the weekend, and Hilma acknowledged that she received that. It is quite detailed. I will just kind of summarize in very plain English. That as you all are aware, we're seeing a rapid decline in COVID cases nationally and at the state level, as well as in Franklin County. It's a favorable trend, but it has been slower to reach out here to the western part of the state. We in Heath have a 14-day average documented, which is a little bit high. It's about number three in the state for incidence of COVID in Massachusetts, which is important to note, but that was data that was reported the week ending the 19th of February. So there's usually a 2-week lag on the reporting from the state of Massachusetts. We haven't seen a whole lot of cases in the last few days. There may have been one or two, if I can recall correctly. So with that said, if we continue to see a rapid trend of cases going down in the coming days and weeks, we are looking at rescinding the mask mandate around the mid part of March, around the 14th of March. One of the things that we would like to do is kind of monitor and see where the kids are at since they just got back from their February winter break, and see if that adds to any trends forthcoming. You've seen that mask mandates have been lifted in a lot of towns locally, and I know there's going to be some news tonight at the State of the Union regarding masking at the national level. So that remains to be seen of what that's going to look like right now. And the CDC came out with guidance recommending that people who are immunocompromised or otherwise at risk, even though they were vaccinated, that they should continue to wear a mask, as well as anyone in the household that lives with those individuals should continue to wear the mask. I attended a local board of health meeting this afternoon with the Massachusetts Department of Health. Today, they came out with an announcement that they are no longer requiring, CDC no longer recommends masking on school buses or vans. It is completely optional, and it is up to individual choice at that point. Schools have rescinded their mask mandates for the most part, but of course, that's based on the local school boards if they want to continue masking or not. So, you know, we start seeing some trends that things are easing up, and we hope that they continue in that direction. So, any questions on masking or the current stats in Heath?
I do, but I'll let Sue and Brian go first. Sue, anything? You're muted, sorry.
It just came up on here and said I'm muted. I was wondering if Jean knows if the Mohawk school system is rescinding its mask mandate or if they're maintaining it for the time being.
I don't have an update on that at this time.
Okay.
But we can certainly find out and send an email out on that.
Barbara had a hand up. I don't know. Did you?
Yes, she did.
They're maintaining masking in Mohawk Regional District schools until the 7th. They're going to review at that time, but it looks like they're planning to rescind on the 7th unless there's been a major change between now and then.
All right. Thank you.
Anything else, Sue?
Nope.
Brian, do you have questions?
I don't.
Jean, the questions that I have, one is, do we know the Postal Service? So do we know what their, and maybe Hillman has the answer to that one even, I don't know, but where they stand with masking at post offices?
As far as the USPS, I do not. I presume that post offices that are at least on federal property are still mandated to wear them. So if you went, for example, to the post office in Shelburne Falls, there would be a mandate there. Our situation is a little different since we have more or less contracted out, but we'd have to dig into that a little bit to find out specifically, look at what the requirement is.
Okay. So that was my first one. And my next one is about educating people or signage, I guess, in buildings. When the mask mandates get lifted, like you said, there's still going to be folks out there who, you know, it's still going to be a recommendation that they have masks for other reasons, for other health reasons. And there's going to be people who just want to continue wearing masks for their own reasons, right? And I noticed in a couple of stores that I was in recently that they had some posters about kind of, I don't remember what they called it. I don't think they called it mask shaming, but that kind of that concept about that masks are still okay to use if people want them. And I'm wondering, when we do get to that point in time where we're lifting the mandates in the buildings, if we might have access to some type of educational posters and stuff that we can put up to still say that if people want to wear a mask, it's okay, and we shouldn't be hounding them because they're doing that, you know, that type of a thing, letting people have their option.
Yeah, absolutely. And the board's been in communication with FERCOG and the public health team there. And once we come to that juncture, they're more than willing to create, or they may even have some stock signage, and they're more than willing to prepare that for us. And we would just have to go down and pick it up and distribute it and put it in certain locations. I haven't seen an example of what that will look like yet, but we will make sure that happens once we go in that direction.
That's great. Thank you. Thanks. Those are my questions.
Great. Okay. One other thing I just want to mention regarding COVID, specifically COVID testing, and more to follow on this in writing. Claire Rabbit and Susan Gruen have worked really hard with FERCOG, and they've made some rapid antigen testing kits available for employees. So we have the opportunity to offer voluntary testing to town employees, and Claire would be the primary individual to administer those. They would have to be observed, and Susan would be the backup for that. So we are just kind of putting the final touches on the actual plan, and then I will get that sent in for the Board of Select as the employer's decision on if you want to make that available to town employees. We have to work out the definition of a town employee as well. Do we want full-time employees, or do we want full and part-time employees? So that opens up the options a little wider if we include all town employees, but we're kind of discussing that, working that out with Hilma at this time. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there. And as I said, Claire and Susan have been working really hard on that, and they're anxious to anxious to implement that program if we get the permission to do so.
Okay.
All right, and that's all I have.
Oh, all right, Sue. Other COVID-related questions that haven't been talked about that you'd like to ask?
No, just thank you to Claire and Susan for the efforts for bringing something in that our employees can benefit from.
Yeah. Brian, how about you? You have anything, any questions?
The only thing was about the highway crew, whether they need to be masked if they're out working.
Well, there's no requirement to wear masks outdoors. It's just indoors in town buildings.
Other questions? Go on, sorry.
Technically, they're supposed to wear them if they're in the garage working on something.
Yes, that would be considered indoors. Yes. Right. Yes.
Other questions, Brian?
Yes.
All right. How about other Board of Health members, since there's other folks here? Did anybody else want to add anything or? No, I do know that we have some in our mail. We have some letters from the Board of Health. So we're going to, we haven't had a chance to talk about those yet, as you know, and review that, but we do have those. So we'll be reviewing all those and of course, getting back to you as soon as we can on that. So I did want to recognize that. I think we had three and I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Did we have anything else, Helma, Board of Health?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. Anything, Claire, anything from you?
No, I think, as Jean said, we'll wait till we finalize all the plans. As it stands, it looks like for the type of test that they are letting us, PERCOG gave us, it's something that I would report on the computer. Is a program that you report it through and we get the result in about 15 minutes. And we'd have it would be, and it has to be in a temperature controlled area. So it would be best to, right now, over at the community hall is an ideal place to do it as far as I'm concerned, but I'm open to other suggestions. And also I would need, people would need to make appointments because, you know, we certainly don't want more than one person in there at a time being tested.
Right, right. Great, thanks Claire.
You're welcome.
Other questions? Well, thank you, Jean. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for the update.
I do have one other thing.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Regarding the, we talked about the COVID collaboration working group.
Oh, yeah.
We had that meeting scheduled and then it coincided with the other meeting regarding the marijuana farming. So a couple people reached out and asked, they were conflicted. So I postponed that meeting and I honestly just haven't had time to reschedule that and revisit that and try to get a good time for everyone that needs to participate on that. So okay. I will make my best effort to do that within the next week.
Great. Thank you. I think Sue's doing, you're doing that, right, Sue?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's good news about the numbers.
Indeed.
That's good news. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good thing. Thanks for all the work. Okay. So we're into other business, Select Board. And a lot of these are just kind of check-in points to just kind of like do a little quick update and maybe make a decision as to when some of these items will happen. So the first on the other business is the town report dedication. And Hilma sent us out a list of previous report dedications. So any thoughts or comments, Brian, on town report dedication?
I had sent in some suggestions. I mean, I don't know. Somebody has to write the blurb for it, right? Is that what you're getting at, or are you getting at the actual
person?
Person or persons?
We need to...
Yeah.
Are we supposed to call it an open meeting, or is this something is it to be a surprise?
I think we've talked about it in an open meeting, haven't we?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, oh, we maybe- have to pick one? How do we pick, it?
Well, if you...
Sorry for being an idiot, but...
I don't know how we've done it. I can't remember how we did it in the past.
Vilma, help me. Help me on this.
Well, if I recall correctly, the way you did it last year is you each submitted your ideas into me. I compiled a list and I believe sent it back out.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Usually there aren't, the select board doesn't come up with that many choices, and it's usually becomes, I don't know, more or less evident.
Okay. All right.
Where the strong preference is.
I feel fairly strongly about the suggestion I made. So
I'll okay.
I don't know what the suggestion is, but okay.
Sue had a suggestion.
Okay.
Rob, and I don't know if you want to, send me anything, any names or what have you. Can be either an individual or a particular, like, organized group.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Yep. And then the next one is the Select Board Town Report. And who's going to write that?
And that's finding somebody who's going to write it.
Whoops, I think I have a problem with my connection.
That's one of the perks of being the chair, you know?
Yoo-hoo! All right. Can you send me last year's, Selma?
Oh, sure.
Please. I'll put my name right down there, Robin. Wonderful. Next item is, and the due date is like March 15th?
Whatever that Friday is, 18th, something like that.
All right, okay. I'll get a rough draft pulled together of that, and Helma will help me. Okay, next item, review of February 22nd meeting with Finance Committee. So, this is just a back review of our meeting last week. Is there any items that we discussed that you would like to discuss a little bit further tonight from last week's budget meeting? Brian, anything from that meeting?
I guess my issue is getting the salt shed moving, you know,
Jeff and I are working on that. So I'm hoping maybe because we're going to meet next Tuesday again with FinCom for another budget meeting. So I'm hoping we have some type of a number, budget number. Yep. Sue?
No. The big thing that I think we talked about was the assessment. The Mohawk Trail assessment error, and that's on our agenda. So,
yep, that's our very next item.
And I think the rest of it, we were waiting on numbers, right?
Yeah.
So,
and the only other thing that we talked about that I think at some point we just have to circle back to and make a final decision is the recommendation on the 18 year versus the 15 year. Finance Committee made for us. We kind of put that on a list to talk about at another time. But so I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at those two sets of numbers again, but maybe Hilma, can we just, we'll put it on next week's meeting with Finance Committee for a final vote by Select Board. So you got another week to look at it if you have any thoughts or questions, because then we can talk about it one last time with finance. Because I think it was actually Tom who said we should make sure we look at it again and bring it back for one more discussion. So, mm-hmm. So that's just a reminder on that. Make sure the recommendation from FinCom was 18 years. FYI for a reminder. We can go right into Mohawk Trail, since that is one of the biggest items for actually a couple reasons. So the item that we're looking at tonight is the assessment error for 22, and the budget, which was voted last night. We're going to have school committee come, or we're asking school committee to come next Tuesday to the finance committee, the budget meeting.
Yeah, I'm done.
So we can talk about.
Talk, that's all.
Hold on, so wait. Make sure you're muted. Oh yeah, Lorraine, careful.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. It's all right. So next Tuesday, school committee comes so that we can talk about the 23 budget. So if you think about pulling questions on 23, we'll talk about those next week. But tonight, we certainly need to talk a little bit more about the 22 assessment error. And you have in your mail items that have come, you have an email that from Budge. You have an actual new letter dated the 25th, I think, that came out with the updated numbers. And there was also communication back and forth, but a little bit from Helma on behalf of Heath to Cheryl, just looking for some answers to some of the questions that we had talked about last week. So, and I don't think we have any of those answers yet. They're kind of just sitting, right? Helma, we haven't heard anything back. I think that Helma and I were talking and thinking that it would be, I think, appropriate for the select board and probably the finance committee to put together a letter and get it sent out with the questions that we have that Hilma's already posed and anything else that either the two of you have or FinCom has. But I do agree with the sentiment that we need to make sure that we're a little proactive and pushing on this. The numbers come down, as you can see in the new letter dated the 25th, but there's still just the baseline question about, you know, what is the reasoning for this error? How did it occur? And where does the responsibility lie in the correction? So, Sue, you have thoughts and you're muted.
I did see a letter, I believe, from Budge that said he had seen a couple of responses from Cheryl that helped him understand better how the errors were made. We haven't seen anything like that, have we? Okay, no. So we still don't have any. He didn't explain it any further than that. He just mentioned it in his letter. So, yeah, I was glad to see that I think originally we were looking at maybe 90,000, now we're looking at 44, but it's still not really an acceptable situation, so.
Correct. And I guess we could put this, maybe we should be clear, Helma, for next week when we're meeting with school committee, I guess we should talk about both issues again with school committee with us. We should be talking about this mm-hmm. assessment error for 22 and the 23 budget.
When Ned talked to them last year about his concern that there was an error, was that done through email or was that done verbally?
Email.
It's done through email.
Okay.
And I have it.
Okay, good.
Ned saved it all and he forwarded it to me. And I thought I had sent it on to you folks. No,
I don't think so. If you did, I missed it.
Will you resend it? I saw it. I think it came out. But if you could resend it. Brian, thoughts, comments?
Well, I hope that something can be worked out, that this money can be paid over time rather than just in this year's budget, because this is something out of the blue. You know, I think we owe the money and we need to pay it, but we didn't cause this problem, and they should cut us some slack on this, I think.
And I don't think, from what I'm understanding, and I might be wrong, but from what I'm reading and from what I'm understanding, it's not corrected in the 23 budget. It's actual a debt from 22 that the district is thinking that they're going to work out a payment plan with us. I think that's their belief right now how it's going to work out. It's not being shown. The correction has been made in 23 for 23, but it's not taking into account that extra 44,000. It's not rolling it in. It's not rolling it in.
So I have a question about how this works legally from the budgetary standpoint, because at town meeting, we were given a specific amount that we owed for our assessment for the schools, and we voted for that. That's what we approved. And now they're saying that, oops, they made a mistake and we need to pay more, but we didn't approve more. So how does that, I'm just wondering how that.
It has to go to the town. Town's gonna have to vote it.
Okay, so we can go back to the, legally, we can go back to the town and ask for more, whether we feel it's appropriate or not is another thing, but.
Yeah, Helma?
Well, that's where to me, I want to see the documentation of where the fault lies. For one thing, they contract services through TMS. If it was their error, they've got to have liability insurance and bonding. It seems to me that it would fall on their shoulders. The town of Heath is not at fault in any way, shape, or form.
And I think that that's really, I agree. I think that that's the important piece that we have to, that has yet to be said to us. Now, whether Budge has that information, like you said, Sue, he, you know, in his email, he mentioned something. So he may have some. And actually, Huma, can we ask if prior to next week's meeting, if there is some information that somebody has, if we can see that so we're ready for the meeting?
That's what I already requested. And okay. The response from the superintendent was they would provide it this week.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. And then maybe from that joint meeting we have on Tuesday, we can craft a letter. Other thoughts, comments on this for now, Sue, before next week?
No.
Brian?
I have nothing at the moment.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Town building, that I don't have any update or any thoughts, anything further in that for tonight. Sue, any comments?
We had asked Hilma to, and I don't know the initials, Brian gave them last week. We had asked Hilma to check into some organization that does evaluations of ADA compliance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they were located in Amherst or some place like that.
Yeah, Stavros.
Stavros,
okay. So has that happened yet?
I have not made contact with a live person. I will continue to pursue it.
Anything from you, Brian, on this?
No.
Okay. And job classification, senior program director, job classification, board of health clerk, job classification, those kind of all fell into one pot. And we were being tasked, and I'm sure not everybody's done with it, but we're being tasked with kind of looking at the current, well, we need to finalize those job classifications. And we were going to do that by looking at the bigger picture of the grading and classifications for just all of the positions we have as part of our budget conversation. So I don't know if any of you have had an opportunity to take kind of a look at where we stand with the different positions and not only where we stand within our own system, but against where we stand with other towns. We have the FERCOG report that Helma sent out. So just kind of a check-in on that. Not that I expect completion or that we're going to make any final decisions, but just to check in. Sue, anything?
No, I've started doing some comparisons with the FERCOG report to see, but it's not an easy thing to make a comparison because the jobs are very different in different communities, especially because our sizes are so different.
Right.
So looking at a job in Greenfield is pretty hard to compare to the same job in Heath.
Right.
So that's been a little bit of an issue. And then the other question that comes up is we've had this question raised about whether or not we should look at a clerk for several.
Yeah.
It would serve several committees that would be trained to serve several committees. And I don't know where we stand on that. And if we're, that would put a whole different twist on how we look at all of this stuff. And I don't know I don't know how we go about figuring that out and getting it done in time for town meeting.
So Brian, you want to comment first and then I'll have a couple.
On the job classification, you know, we did a pretty thorough job of reviewing the job descriptions and looking at the job, you know, the rating system we have. And the only thing I can see that would cause us to change anything is if the job descriptions change or we have one, you know, a position that is out of whack with, like, sometimes a position like the accountant may be out of whack just because of the way the market conditions are for jobs finding employees these days. So, but other than that, it's kind of a tough job with unless you can demonstrate that something has really changed. I mean, we are going to have a hard time this year with the COLA, you know, because it's 5.9%, I believe, from the Social Security Administration. So that's gonna be a big jump in if we accept that full amount, that'll be a big jump in the wage part of the budget this year. But you know, there may be a few positions that are out of line because of the, you know, job market these days. But other than that, I don't see why would change anything unless the job description has changed.
Okay. What is your feeling about a clerk position?
I'm totally in favor of that. I think, you know, having clerical help and having someone that was able to post things on the website for the boards they work for would be a terrific asset.
And so we have the, Helma did a little bit of research. You wanna kind of jump in, Helma, and talk about what your conversation back and forth like with Ashfield and.
Well, the town administrator in Ashfield actually sent out a group email asking for information of what other towns do, that Ashfield and Conway were discussing developing a position of a shared boards clerk. So because of that, I responded to Ashfield. I asked them for their job description. They do have a boards clerk. Conway does, Coleraine does, Charlemont does. So I've gotten the job description from Ashfield. I have not reached out to any of the other towns for job descriptions. You know, it was also interesting that because I noticed in their job description, it was for like planning board, zoning board of appeals, conservation commission. So I asked them what, if they had like Board of Health clerk separately. And the response was that they don't have a separate Board of Health clerk, that a couple of the other people, personnel in the office, do things like filing documents or whatever. But other than that, pretty much it's Board of Health members. So yeah, that's about as far as I've gotten at this point. But yeah, more, it seems like towns are going in the direction of having a board's clerk to be able to learn and to take care of things like all the legal filings and all that kind of stuff, that more and more like board members do not have the time to do.
Yeah. So Sue, are you in agreement? So Brian said he's in agreement that this would be a good position. Are you in agreement, Sue, with the thought of the position?
I see a lot of merit to it. It's just figuring out exactly what it should be. And if we do it, then it changes other positions. It could change other positions. So, right, you know, like spending time on the Board of Health clerk job description, if we're thinking about having a generalized board's clerk, could change how you look at that. So, you know, just how it all fits together. But there's so much, you know, posting a meeting now, just that so-called simple thing of posting a meeting now is so complicated, and it gets more complicated all the time. Having people who are trained and familiar with the process seems to make a lot of sense.
Right. So I think that if we're all in favor of it, the way that we would proceed is to see if we can get maybe another one or two other descriptions from a couple towns, Helma, and we should, maybe you and I can work on fleshing out a suggestion for what we think that the position for Heath would be. And we can, I think we just have to reach out to each of the boards and ask them very specifically, what would the clerk be doing and how much time do they think is required?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a shot in the dark because it's based on what? It's based on how many applications there are that you can't guess, but that we've just got to take a stab on it somehow. And then we put it together and we float it at ATM, right? I mean, that's how I see we do it. If we're all in agreement that it's a good idea. And I think it does make sense. I think if I was reading like through the email chain with Ashfield a little bit about if, you know, it might be a more attractive position for someone if it's more hours. It's sometimes it's hard, right? When it's just 1 or 2 hours.
Right.
It's hard to find. Some people really want that, but it's hard to find, a harder position to find.
Right.
Okay. I have just a question, Brian. I'm going to ask you only for longevity on the whole kind of the grading and how people, you know, when we hire somebody for a job, we kind of look at what they have for skill sets that's coming in for that, just that job description. And if they're just kind of meeting it, we keep them at the lower level of the grade. If they're, you know, higher up, they have more skills, we bump it up, we get closer to that center point. And that grading scale changes every year with the COLA, right? Everything jumps up. And so people get a COLA, but there's people who seem to, or positions that seem to like just sit in a, like in the center, say, like they never go any higher. And in the past, I'm just wondering, you know, how does one move up in the grade? Because I do look at some people and I'm thinking to myself, well, is that based then on, you know, merit? Somebody's does an exceptional job, or somebody gets extra education, then they move up higher in that per the supervisor, whoever that is. Is that historically how, you know, like the supervisor says, well, boom, you should.
Somebody got some kind of a certification, you know, or did some training or something that would give them more skills in that job position and would merit an increase on that basis. You know, it's a complicated system, and it's hard. You know, you want some kind of a system for making decisions about what people are paid, and this was the best that we could come up with. And it's been honed over the years. It's not perfect by any means, but at least I think it's fair. And it's an objective way, a relatively objective way of making decisions about, you know, particularly about salaries for positions and response. Yeah.
So it really is then whoever's the supervisor of the position's responsibility to make certain if that person is achieving something extra or, you know, stepping out of the box, moving up, that they move up within that box of the grade.
Yes.
Until they tap out, until they can't go any higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that it's important for us as for whoever we have that, you know, fall under the Board of Selectmen, that we're making sure that people, if they are overachieving, you know, that they, and they have the ability to still move within the grade, that they, that we're recognizing that.
And we have encouraged people, you know, in the past to take training or go to, you know, classes.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so like the highway department, that's Jeff's purview for those, the guys that work there, to make recommendation if the crew were to, if somebody on the crew were doing something that, you know, an extra education or whatever it is, that they would be able to move up within the grade.
Yeah, there are various licenses and certificates that any of them can get, which would increase their position.
Right. I just want to make sure that it's that sometimes people get stuck in a job. They're there for a long time, and yeah, you get a COLA, but there's also this, you know, merit or, you know, extra certification, whatever you want to call it, that's available. And I don't know, I just want to make sure that we're encouraging that of people, so that they do know that they could, that if there is room in the grade to move up, that they recognize that, and it may push somebody to want to take an extra step type of thing. So just my thoughts. Other, anything else on those and that grouping for now, Sue? I'm taking that as a no. I see no. It's all right. Okay. Brian?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Special town meeting possibility. We've decided that there will not be a special town meeting, I believe, based on the fact that council will wait. Is that correct, Hilma? On payment for service. Yeah. So that will be go in front of the voters at ATM.
Right.
And at that point, we can decide. We'll have more opportunity to figure out where that money can actually be pulled from. Sue, anything on STM?
Nope. I'm thankful they're willing to wait.
Yeah. Brian?
I have nothing.
COVID-19, we've talked about with Board of Health. Anything else, Sue, on COVID?
Nope.
Brian?
No.
And Green Communities, Brian, is to you. Anything
I don't have any. I have no updates. I talked to Allison last week, and she was working on, you know, other proposals for the DOER, but okay. She hasn't gotten back yet. So.
Okay. Any questions from you, Sue, on Green Communities? Anything?
No.
Okay. And then the added was animal control, and that's to you, Sue.
Yeah, I just want you to know that we're supposed to have another meeting. I think it's going to be on Monday. They're getting more towns that want to become involved. New Salem has now requested membership. The sheriff's office has approved it. So I just want you to be aware that this program seems to be growing. At some point, I would assume that there's going to have to be new personnel hired on in order to cover more towns as they come in. So I'm not sure how that's going to influence the expenses. I think that that might have already been figured in, but at our last meeting, they were talking about a half-time employee. But I just wanted people to be aware that that's still in flux a little bit.
Okay. And Hilma, Hilma.
I was going to say an email came out, I think, from the animal control officer a couple of weeks ago that they were looking for a part-time assistant.
Yeah.
And that was going to really be my question, was what happens with all these extra towns? How does it,
Yes, because this will be the third extra town actually the fourth extra town, because Charlotte too, that's come on in probably the last 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, this really shows how, you know, that's an example. And then the conversation back and forth, Hilma, with Ashfield, you know, about the clerk position, it really shows how many challenges that all the towns, small towns have, in kind of finding people to do various, you know, fill various positions. It's really challenging if it's for a small town, just one town, that whole concept of, is it enough hours? How does one person just make a living off of that? So it's really good that we have the FERCOG for a lot of these things that we get grouped under. Yeah. We'd be in trouble without the FERCOG. And it does open up this whole concept of how many, we have to keep bringing up these other ideas that we have to see how many other towns are in situations like we have, or our neighbors, to see how many more things FERCOG can help with. I mean, this whole animal one was a big one, animal control with the sheriff's help. I mean, that was a big deal. So
And the requirements now for somebody who's working in the animal control program has become quite complicated. So there's a lot of training required. A small town just can't do it.
Right. Okay. So are you going to attend the next meeting, Sue?
I am planning on it.
Okay. All right. So
actually, I think it might be this Thursday. So
I think I thought it was Thursday. Okay. I was going to reach out to you because I know I'm the alternate, and I didn't want to make sure that you were going to go. All right, Brian, any questions about animal control?
No.
Okay. The other item for other business is Tim. So, Hilma, where do we stand? Is Tim taking time off now?
He will be taking half a day Thursday and all day Friday.
Okay. All right.
For bereavement time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for people who aren't aware of it, one of Tim's brothers passed away this week. So that's what we're talking about.
Yep. So we should be sending a card. And what else do you want to do? What do you want to do, Sue? Brian, thoughts?
I don't know what you usually do.
Yeah.
For an employee.
The accountant wouldn't let us. We have to. Well, I think we could take up a collection.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I haven't seen yet whether they have some place that they would like to have a donation given to.
That's a good
And I would, you know, whether it's to his monastery or whether it's for, you know, cancer or whatever it might be. But I would like to see us, if we're going to do a collection, I'd like to see a donation made in his memory for something.
Yeah, I agree.
That's agreement. That's good. So Hilma, will you let us know so we can, we'll sign a card and everything? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Town coordinator's report. You want to do that, Hilma?
Sure. The bridge, the 8A Branch Brook Bridge, got repaired The contractor decided that he was going to come last Monday, the President's Day. Despite what the state told us of having the bridge closed all week, the contractor did the work essentially in one day. He did repair the patches in one day, which was actually very nice. And then the patches were that they did were still raised higher than the pavement a bit. So they came back last Thursday and put in like blacktop and kind of graded, I guess. So it's less of a bump. It's still a bump, but both lanes are open. However, if you're headed north on that side, you still need to go slowly because of the bumps. And it's still not terribly wide. and the bridge itself is scheduled to get replaced either in 2024 or 2025. And, you know, that's a ways down the road, but when they replace it totally, it'll be closed for several weeks. Let's see, I also, which I sent out to you folks last week, did a lot of reading and studying on all the information related to the ARPA final rule, as the U.S. Treasury is calling it, and compiled a two-page summary in terms of like the guidelines of how the money can be spent, deadlines of when it needs to be spent by, that kind of thing. And then Tim was away on vacation all last week. And so in his absence, I was able to engage two substitute workers. One did some basic essential cleaning in Sawyer Hall and the building at Jacobs Road. And then the other person came in on Friday and did snow removal at both of those buildings. So the essential work was taken care of while Tim was out. And other than, I want to say, the routine stuff of phone calls and correspondence and that kind of thing, that's it for my report.
Great, thanks, Hilma. So ARPA, I mentioned to Hilma, we're going to put on the agenda for next week with FinCom. ARPA is going to be on there with school committee, just FYI. And Sue, do you have any other questions for Hilma?
No, I was just going to say we should talk about ARPA next week, and you did it.
it's going to be on the agenda. Brian, anything for Hilma? Excuse me.
It just jogged my mind that, you know, last year we were talking about whether to upgrade the Cat 5 wiring at 18 Jacobs Road to Cat 6, which is the current standard. And that's something that is interesting to the tech school, whereas changing light bulbs isn't as challenging and interesting. So that's something we might keep in mind for the future.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Hilma. Mail. Three parts. Some have already been discussed. Hold on, please. Okay. Okay, so part one. The first item is two DocuSigns for broadband construction that I would like.
Robin, turn to us.
Oh, you can't hear me? Shit.
No.
I have to read it on the other screen. Oh, I just said shit. Oh my God. Did you hear that? Sorry. I see everybody's laughing. Look at all the laughter. Oh, boy. All right. We have two DocuSigns. So if I can't look at my other screen for you to hear me, I'm going to try to remember everything. So I have two DocuSigns that need to be voted on so that I can sign those for broadband. And that is your first email from Sheila. And the amounts are
$10,343.62.
Yes, and that's on construction. And the other is a
service. And the other is $45,139.84.
And those are within the budget. And can I have a motion for those to be approved so I can sign those, please?
I move that we approve both of these amounts for you to for the DocuSign.
I second it.
Further discussion or any questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Sue, I.
Rob and I, thank you. So I will do that. The next three are the three emails from the Board of Health that I referenced earlier. So that one of them is a question about cost of relocation over to Jacobs. The other is request for space and communications that are any communications that come in to the town clerk or town coordinator for the Board of Health to make sure that they are directed to the Board of Health, the general email for the Board of Health, so that individual folks are not getting as many emails as possible. So the cost of office relocation, I'm not sure on that. Thought, Sue, on that one?
Well, we know I can't come out of the CARES money, so because that's already gone, but it's done. I can understand the request. I've had to move classroom numerous times. I've had to move entire schools a couple of times. I know how time consuming those things are. And how frustrating it is not to ever be compensated for some of that. So I think we have to consider it, but I don't know where the money comes from.
Brian, thoughts?
I guess I agree that the cost of this should not come out of the Board of Health budget. But I think we need some kind of itemization of what the costs actually are. And, and then we should figure out how to take care of it.
So then I guess the question should also be, or the thought should also be, that if we're looking at that for one, we should be looking at that for everybody.
That's right.
Because I'm sure, right? Because there's costs from all the departments.
Yeah.
So if that's what we're going to do, then we'd be asking Hilma to reach out to everyone and get what those associated costs would be, because each individual had labor costs that just came out of their salary line or volunteer. So we should, I guess, be reaching out to everyone. So before we can finalize that conversation, can we do that? Ask Hilma, please.
Okay, so.
And I guess if it's an implication.
Reach out to everybody that moved.
I guess, and if it's how can you one and not another if there's moving? I mean, I see there's another person on the screen that obviously had, that I see, that moved a whole office. So there's obviously implication to the other line items, to the assessor's salaries, that line item, the assistant assessor. So I guess if we're going to look at it, we have to look at the whole piece of it.
My other question is, did we ever as a select board send just a courtesy thank you to all of these people, including our town crew, who helped with the move? Just acknowledging that we know they put a lot of extra time in for that. I mean, it's, you know, it's an extra load that they had to take on. So it would be nice to just say thank you.
So that could be in that as well, you know, right? Mm-hmm. We can thank people, recognize the efforts, and see what costs were associated. Not saying that we know what we're going to do with them yet, but at least ask what the, make the ask to find out what those costs are. And requests for space, we're still talking about space in general. There's no final determinations on space and buildings yet. And the communication, so I assume on the website, the Board of Health email, the correct email's on there, I'm assuming. I'm hoping. Okay, I'm seeing head shake, yes. Okay, but we'll have it in our notes as well right now and make sure that we do our best to push people in that direction. The next email is some exchanges from school committee on Mohawk Trail Regional School District budgets and the assessment issues. So all of that is going to be on the schedule for next week with school committee and finance committee. And then the last one and I am going to pull this up, so I'm going to try to do two things at once. I'm not really sure on the next one. That's the request for road improvement. Brian, did you take a look at that one?
Robin?
Yes. Do you have something else for it?
Well, I do know that Jeff is trying to pull together like a cost estimate for doing that work.
Okay, all right, okay.
Oh, you're so talking about Flag Hill Road?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll wait for Jeff then.
So, I mean, you have no choice.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, I guess, an FYI that they are requesting the town to go ahead with the road improvement because they're going to be building.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Mike Shattuck did some work on that a number of years ago. He has some figures put together. I don't, those would be helpful to.
We have them.
They wouldn't be valid, would they?
No.
I don't. Yard is still a yard. It may cost more now than it did.
Well, yes, yeah. I was gonna... even the price of dirt went up.
Yeah, but the quantities didn't.
No, I know.
Well, he sent us a copy of the minutes from 2017 when it was discussed, and Mike had said at that point he said it was going to be roughly $260,000.
Well, what's the discussion about going through Charlemont too? Wasn't there?
Yeah, there was something in there about that. I don't know. It was, there was a discussion about a lot of stuff there, apparently.
All right. So I guess this would be a good for next week also, I think. If we can push Jeff to maybe have some type of a number, updated number for next week.
Okay.
In the event that it was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, I don't know. We'd have to do some long-term financing, I would think, for something like that, so.
Well, Jeff did tell me that, and I forget the specific name that he gave it, but he's got like some base material that is in the gravel pit that he said would help because they wouldn't have to purchase that. So I'll touch base with Jeff, see if he can get some numbers.
Okay, thanks, Hilma. Anything else on part one, Sue?
No.
Brian? Part two is just FYI, it's a copy of the AG's response from Mark, sent that to us on the open meeting law complaint. A request for the town to purchase a Zoom account. There's the nurse's report for February, commentary on the cell tower from a resident, couple, and then Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, the recycling fund. Is there something we have to work on that, Helma, other than spend the money?
No, it's just information.
Okay. And the purchasing a town Zoom account, where did we looked into, we've talked about this for months over and over. Where did we end up with that, Helma? Can you remind me?
I'm basically deciding against it. Deciding against it.
There was a problem with the way that you pay for it, I think. And you know, municipalities have strict rules about how they can.
Right.
So I think that was the stumbling block, and then we just ended up buying our own Zoom accounts to deal with it.
Yeah, there's also now at least one free option.
Yeah.
For remote meetings, and who knows, but. If indeed the remote meetings are going to have to stop in 3 months, then nobody will be able to use Zoom for municipal meetings.
When you found that out, I know this is going on in a side a little bit, when you found that out, does that mean there is no more Zoom connection at all? Like it's not an option, no option for people to Zoom in.
If the special act is rescinded July 15th, then everybody's going to have to pack up their stuff and meet in person.
Yeah.
But we still have a remote meeting policy that will still be in effect after COVID is gone.
Our policy would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean that if we have people participating remotely in meetings under the policy, Zoom would be a platform that they could do that.
Yeah, under our policy.
Yeah, under our policy.
We have a remote policy that we did not too long ago, like right before, I think we updated it right before COVID almost.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And it has very specific rules about remote participation. Yeah. You can only participate remotely every four meetings or something like that, or something. I can't remember.
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And the chair has to be there. The chair can't be remote. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the basic meeting, the basic body of the meeting will have to be in person.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But I think what Brian was saying is that if people are going to take advantage of that option that we have, that we agreed on, they could do so via Zoom, you know, versus a phone call or whatever. There's more options now available for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like an occasional thing.
Yes.
That's not.
Yes. Correct. 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 Okay, so no town Zoom account. Anything, any other questions on part two, Sue?
No.
Brian?
No.
And then part three is the email that we reviewed, Jean reviewed from Board of Health of the COVID updates, and then the email from Barbara Rode on the 23 Mohawk Trail budget and budge on the on possible school-related expenses. So those two items will be for next week also. Anything else in the mail for you, Sue? Brian?
Nope.
Thelma, anything else, mail, email?
Nothing.
All right. Nope. So that is all of our items on the agenda. Next week's meeting is Finance Committee. And we have ARPA, we have School Committee, we have some other things that I just mentioned. We have, what did we just mention? Oh, Salt Shed, hopefully. Mm-hmm. We have the, what did I just mention? Oh, the road work. That's what it was, road work. Other items for Finance Committee, Brian, meeting for the agenda for next week?
That should do it.
Sue? You're muted. Sue, you're muted.
Was the clerk position something that we had said we needed to talk about at that meeting?
Well, we can at some point. Yet. We probably won't have it for next week, correct? Because we're going to have to get information from Hilma, and then we got to come up with a description and get all those pieces nailed out. That'll be part of the whole roll out it for the budget of all the positions. Is that everything, Hilma?
Well, I don't know if you folks want to do it next Tuesday at the end of the meeting or how you want to do it, but you have minutes from executive sessions of several different kinds that need to be reviewed and approved. Next week, 2 weeks.
We should do them sooner than later so we have them already. That's what you wanted me to say, right? I got to it on my own. So next week it is, sure. Is that good, Sue? You good with that? Yes? Okay. Brian?
Yeah.
You just got to go through them all. You've got two emails, I think. You just got to go through and make sure we're all set to do the final vote on everything.
Right. And well, there's other minutes that you haven't received yet, but that have to do with the lease negotiations.
Okay. So we'll have more than one executive. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I have a meeting at Berniston next Tuesday again. So.
Okay.
I would probably be late, or not real late, but a half an hour.
Okay. Anything else for tonight then? Sue, anything?
No.
Brian?
I don't have anything.
Thelma, anything for us? All right.
Nope, nothing else.
That's it. Thank you, everybody. And I would take a motion to adjourn. And it is 7:30 on the dot.
Well, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, I.
Brian, I.
Robin, I. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.